But there's another side of Mother Teresa that no one was aware of during this entire period, during her entire legendary career. And it was revealed only after she died, only after she went home to be with the Lord on the 5th of September, 1997. Hidden from everybody, even from those who are closest to her, really known only to her spiritual director, was that for 50 years, over 50 years, she had gone through the dark night of the soul. She had this feeling during all her incredible missionary activities in which the world saw only this woman full of joy. Interiorly, she had this experience of being separated from God, even rejected by Him, even though she kept longing for His love. And she called this experience the darkness, the painful night of her soul. And this is something that just shocked people when this came out, a publication of letters that she wrote, correspondence with her spiritual director. And this was such a, in some ways, you know, shocking development for people to realize this. But at the same time, I think it gave a lot of encouragement to others who've been going through something similar to this. And David Scott, who works in the Archdiocese of Los Angeles, wrote a book called The Love That Made Mother Teresa. And he talked about her very, very long dark night of the soul. You're listening to the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. You want to call in 1-888-914-9149, 888-914-9149, talking about the feast day of Mother Teresa, which is coming up tomorrow. And Father Rocky will be joining us later in the program, and I'll get him to share his reflections on Mother as well. But here's what she said. In 1957, this is way back in 1957 to her spiritual director, she said, and David Scott writes this in his book, quotes this, "In the darkness, Lord my God, who am I that you should forsake me? The child of your love and now become as the most hated one. The one you have thrown away as unwanted, unloved. I call, I cling, I want, and there is no one to answer. Where I try to raise my thoughts to heaven, there is such convicting emptiness that those very thoughts return like sharp knives and hurt my very soul. Love, the word love, it brings nothing. I am told God lives in me, and yet the reality of darkness and coldness and emptiness is so great that nothing touches my soul." So this is unbelievable. Would people think that Mother Teresa, of all people, was going through this? And there was a brief period for 1 month in 1958, the very next year after she wrote these words, when the light kind of came through the clouds. It was during a Requiem Mass that was celebrated the day after Pope Pius XII died, and he was the pope who had granted her permission to leave Loreto and go among the poorest of the poor. And so the spiritual longing departed for that day. She felt a total union, unbroken union of love with Jesus. But only 4 weeks after that, the darkness came back, and she said, "He is gone again, leaving me alone." So a modern day, you know, St. John of the Cross, who described the dark night of the soul. And here's I just want to quote to you some words, and these are pieced together by David Scott, words that she wrote to her spiritual director. She said, "I did not know that love could make one suffer so much, a pain human, but caused by the divine. The more I want him, the less I am wanted. I want to love him as he has not been loved, and yet there is that separation, that terrible emptiness, that feeling of absence of God. They say people in hell suffer eternal pain because of the loss of God. In my soul, I feel just this terrible pain of loss, of God not wanting me, of God not being God, of God not really existing. That terrible longing just keeps growing, and I feel as if something will break in me one day. Heaven from every side is closed. I feel like refusing God. Pray for me, that I may not turn a Judas to Jesus in this painful darkness." That is incredible spiritual honesty. And again, no one would have guessed that Mother Teresa, of all people, was going through this. A priest actually wrote to her, and he was suffering his own sort of dark night of the soul. And she wrote back to him maybe based on her own experience. And she said this was back in 1974. She wrote to this priest, "It doesn't matter what you feel, but what he feels in you. You and I must let him live in us and through us in the world." So this is interesting. This is obviously, as David Scott puts it, autobiographical. Her awareness that in her own spiritual emptiness and poverty, she was somehow still connected to the life of Christ, that she was becoming emptied of herself, and just, even though she couldn't feel it, she was just allowing Christ to live through her. Wow. Wow, that is so, so powerful. And I'll just say one last thing here. This is also from her spiritual direction letters. And actually, this is a prayer that she wrote to Jesus. "I am your own. Imprint on my soul and life the suffering of your heart. If my separation from you brings others to you, I am willing with all my heart to suffer all that I suffer. Your happiness is all that I want. I have begun to love my darkness, for I believe now that it is a part, a very small part, of Jesus' darkness and pain on the earth. I want to satiate your thirst." Wow. So she really identified in her own soul with the cry of Jesus on the cross. You know, my God, why have you forsaken me? Of course, he hadn't forsaken her, but he had removed all sort of tangible, sensible consolation from her in this world. And yet, still, she was able to go on and love other people in his name. And so love is not about feelings and the spiritual life. If we get these consolations, that's great. But it is possible to go on even when you don't feel like going on, and Mother Teresa did that, and that is an incredible miracle. That may be the greatest miracle of her life. Unbelievable.